Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, so recently it was just published that Reddit has made $203 million so far licensing its data, which is a crazy concept because Reddit is a free platform. But over the years, they've, with all their inputs from people, they've gathered a lot of valuable information, apparently, according to Google. And Google just recently claimed that in the past year, they made $66.4 million in revenue from selling their data. Jaden, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think this is fascinating. You know, data is the new oil. Data is the new gold mine. And so what we're seeing is Reddit, who of course is getting ready for their IPO, so they're trying to juice up their numbers. They locked down the API access to Reddit so no one could go scrape their data like OpenAI did when they were training ChatGPT at 3.5 and probably 4. So Reddit shut it off. Twitter also shut it off. We're seeing a bunch of these companies shut it down. And Reddit has announced, earlier they announced that they made like $60 million. So people were like, oh, it's crazy. Who gave them the money? And they're trying to figure out. It turns out it was Google that gave them the first $60 million. And this is a licensing deal where essentially Google gets access to all of Reddit's data for 1 year. And they can use that to train their Gemini models. But what's interesting is that was kind of the first step. And now it looks like Reddit has made over $200 million in licensing its data. So evidently they've signed a bunch of other new deals. And I think that this is really important. What people, a lot of people might be sleeping on is the fact that Reddit's data is useful for more than just the text in it. So an example of this, you know, very frequently you see all of these large language models, they include like Wikipedia as one of their pieces of data that they're trained on. And Wikipedia is great because it's like text about lots of different things, so it's very informative, right? But what's even more valuable, in my opinion, is what Reddit's done, where essentially they have information about a lot of different things, but they also show the comments below the topic, and they show how many upvotes and downvotes each comment gets. So it's like a very literal, like, this comment is this valuable, this one has this many people that disagree, so it's controversial. Like, you get a lot, way more context when you get the upvotes and downvotes in a comment. And so I think that's what's really interesting about this.
Yeah, I mean, I found myself, you know, in the past 2 to 3 years, if a lot of times if I have a question, I will still Google it first. But then half of the time, I'm not satisfied with the answer because there's sponsored posts, there's keyword stuffed blog posts. And not really, like, it's like, can I trust this? Or is this just, you know, something that someone made, you know, to make affiliate money, stuff like that? So I'll go to Reddit. And I end up trusting, a lot of times, the answer I find on Reddit more than Google, which is pretty fascinating because anyone can post on Reddit. It's kind of like, back to your Wikipedia example. When Wikipedia came out, teachers would say, you can't trust Wikipedia, you know, because anyone can write a Wikipedia article, but it quickly became, you know, essentially peer-reviewed, and it became one of the most accurate sources of information we have. I think this a similar thing is almost happening with Reddit, and I think Google, you know, is kind of realizing this and realizing that if they want to keep up with Reddit, and they're going to need that data. So I think really it's probably a good investment for them.
100%. Now, when we talk about, like, making money off of the whole AI landscape and everything that's going on, I honestly think that a very, like, exciting, interesting, solid business model right now is selling these, like, data sources. So one thing that I think is, like, super interesting is we're seeing right now a whole bunch of, like, media companies go bankrupt. And I'll get around to how I think you, whoever's listening, could actually make money from this. But, like, setting the scene for what's happening in the industry, we're seeing, you know, I think Sports Illustrated just declared bankruptcy. We're seeing Vice.com is essentially not going to publish on Vice.com anymore, and they're wiping their entire homepage, and they're just going to, like, sell news to other places. So I think there's like a lot of these. And of course, you have the New York Times that is in a big lawsuit with OpenAI right now because they want OpenAI to pay them for like any New York Times articles that were used to train. So there's like this whole, you know, industry that's going on right now. What I think a lot of these news companies should do is just the Reddit play where they're essentially licensing the data. I mean, I've even, if we really wanted to get down the same rabbit hole, I've seen a lot of news sites like, I believe Fox News has like comments at the bottom of like an article with people commenting and stuff. So like they have a lot of that extra context as well, which I think is very interesting. And I think that this could be a massive revenue play that might be unrealized as a lot of these companies are starting to kind of flounder and maybe aren't getting as much from ad revenue as they used to, as, you know, people are switching over to platforms like X or other places that they get their news from. So I think that this could be a big play for those companies. Now, how regular people can make money? Any business that is a chat forum that is like it has valuable content, niche specific, I think you could make money from either selling this to AI companies that are specifically in that area or for like literally training your own models. So examples of this are like, I know I have friends that have like travel chat forums. They've had these things like they used to be really popular back in the day, but they've had these things for 10 years. They're like, oh, whatever. You know, we have a certain amount of like people chatting about like the best places to go and things to do and stuff like that. And they're kind of these forums. They seem like old and archaic. These are actually very valuable data mines, and travel is kind of generic, so maybe less so this, but like, let's say you have a forum or a blog and it's all about like a very specific type of Sony lens or something. And everyone's talking about all the ways that they can use that. And you might have exclusive comments from photographers or people on that. I think that there's a way you could make money from that. Okay, here's an interesting one, Jamie. Sorry, I'm just spitballing ideas.
No, yeah.
What if you scraped all of the comments on your YouTube channel, all of the videos you made, like you get the transcript of the video and then all the comments based off of that, and you made like a little data set? If you're an expert in a niche-specific area, you could probably train a model to be fairly good with like information around that very small niche-specific area, and I think that could be a valuable AI model in the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of, you know, a strategy in making content is you make content based off the questions that are asked by people. So, you know, if a lot of people are asking a certain question, that there's a need for that, you know, information. So I think you have a great point where if you could have quick summary of all the data and know, you know, what the most asked questions are or the most, you know, important points are, you could summarize that into, and you could even create, you know, back to the whole ebook example we've talked about, you can make a really helpful ebook that way. And something that you bring up about the whole forum idea, I think is really just interesting in general from a making money standpoint, is the Facebook group. I know a couple of years ago, especially during COVID, made a huge resurgence. You know, you could start a Facebook group and build a little community there of all people who are interested, you know, in the same things. For example, reselling. A lot of people, their reach was kind of knocked down by Facebook Marketplace. They wanted you to start paying for ads to list items, and it became a lot harder with their algorithms to sell things. And so people started their own Facebook group, kind of like a forum or community like you're talking about, and then they were able to sell their stuff to those people without the barrier of, you know, an algorithm. Things. So yeah, there's a lot of power in building communities around whatever your business is or your interests are.
100%. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. I honestly don't think anyone's talking about this, so we're exploring out loud in real time. But Jamie, imagine if you have a Facebook, there's just think of like any sort of group of concentrated information around one specific topic that you have. I guarantee we're going to be able to monetize those in the future. You can export all of your data from that Facebook group, all the comments and things people have been saying, how they do certain tactics around something, and training AI models on that specifically would be fascinating. So what this all makes me think of is last year, Stanford trained an AI model called PubMed GPT. So this was all the publicly available medical journals. They used it to train a model that was really good at answering medical questions. Now, they said if you wanted this to be even better, you would train one specifically for heart disease, one for breast cancer. Like you just get data specifically on that area, and it would be even better at those like specialties. And this is also the way the whole industry is going, where essentially like ChatGPT, when you use GPT-4, it's actually not really a lot. Large language model is honestly like a little bit almost deceiving, because what it really is that it is, when you look at the weights and models and stuff and how this thing actually runs, it's actually a group of 16 different, like, quote unquote, experts. So expert models at specific things. So one might be really good at logic and reasoning. One might be really good at math. One might be really good at science. And so when you ask ChatGPT a question, it has to, it pretty much runs a smaller model that determines which of these 16 experts is going to be the best at answering that question. And then it has that expert answer the question. This is why sometimes you can ask two similar questions and one of them might be like, the response might be like way worse. It's like the way you phrased it, it didn't quite trigger that it should go to the correct expert. Anyways, this kind of the inner workings. But imagine, my prediction for the future is that these models in the future will not just be 16 experts, but like each of those 16 experts will have like 1,000 experts below them, you know, theoretically, you could assume. And so, yeah, you could essentially train these micro models that are really good at things that will be highly valuable. So if my hypothesis in this area is correct, then one of the most lucrative and valuable things you could be doing today is starting some sort of group, starting some sort of forum, starting some sort of blog, and really trying to get as much engagement as you possibly can, even YouTube channel, in expertise in a very small specific area. And you, who knows, just like Reddit, may be able to sell it for $60 million one day.
Yeah, I mean, the licensing data on a small level is actually a really interesting concept. And I think you're right. I think it will happen. Back in the day when Sarah and I were doing wedding photography, you know, at some point we'd hit our like 250th wedding. We were pretty well known in the area, and a tourism company paid for by the city actually saw one of our pictures, and they asked if they could license just one picture for like a billboard for the city. It had like some diversity in it. And so we said, sure, you know, even though, you know, we had already been paid by the client, we had to just get their permission and then we could license that image. I mean, that was like my first licensing experience, and it was like, felt like free money. It was amazing. So
how much did they pay to license it for the billboard?
I think it was like $1,700 or something like that. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it felt free to me. I was like, and I actually don't ever know if I saw it on a billboard. They could have just, who knows? They had a budget, they spent it. I don't know, but all I know is I got some money. So
that is so fascinating. Yeah, I think this is interesting because the dynamic is totally shifting. To be included in the training data or included in these models is now when you're going to be getting paid for a lot of this stuff. So build out those data sets, people. That is my biggest takeaway from today. Reddit is making a killing, and I think it's going to be really interesting. This will be a trend we start seeing where companies are selling their data more and more. Lots of ethical considerations and questions and things people will have issues with, but I think it's the direction that this is all going, and so I would just want to bring it up and keep everyone informed. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast today. If you enjoyed the episode, we would super, super appreciate it if you drop us a comment and a review. If you ask us a question in your review, we'll try to get to it and get back to you. Hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.